Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life.
Well, bless the Lord. I'm so excited to be back here talking about Proverbs tonight. Real quick, I want you guys to start turning in your Bibles. If you've got your Bibles, if you've got your phone, go ahead and start turning to chapter 4 in Proverbs. And just to kind of hit back over what we've been talking about the path of wisdom. And this path of wisdom has been something that God has been calling us back to as his people ever since the beginning, ever since Adam and Eve first sinned. It was God who said, "Where are you?" God was where he needed to be, and it was God calling us back. And so God has prepared for us a path of wisdom. And he's been doing that. And from that, I want us to make sure that we understand this comparison of what the path represents. When we're talking about the path of wisdom or the path of wisdom that God has laid out, just like we've drawn the comparison already in previous messages, that Jesus, quite literally, anytime we're talking about wisdom being personified, when we read in Proverbs that we see wisdom having personal attributes or something like wisdom does this, we're drawing the parallel that we're talking about Jesus there. Anytime we're talking about the path of wisdom, this path that we're talking about, I want to make sure that we understand we're talking about our relationship with God. That's really what it boils down to. The comparison that we can make when we're talking about the path of wisdom, it's not just this amount of time that we're doing and then, okay, it's this, or it's actually literally a place. But the path of wisdom, the only path of wisdom, our only hope, the only straight and narrow road that we have an opportunity to continue to go down, is it's talking about our relationship with God. And so from that, we know that along this path, along the path of wisdom, he has good things for us. God has really good things for us in our relationship with him. Amen? Along the path of wisdom, God has some really good things. Proverbs 2:20 says, "You will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous." Why do we want to keep to the path of the righteous? Why do we want to follow after the ways of the good? Well, it's because God has good things for us. Three really big things. And that's what we've been talking about. We talked about how along the path of wisdom, God has protection and provision for us. Amen? See, now these are not the end all, the be all, the things that we're chasing after, rather, but these are the things that we find along the path. Whenever we get in a relationship with the Lord, it's in that relationship or that desire to be in that relationship that we see the protection of God begin to unfold before us. We begin to see the provision of God begin to be laid out for us. Those aren't the things we're chasing after. That's not what gets us started. It's Jesus that we're chasing after, and from that, then we have protection and provision. You know, Proverbs 2:7 says, "He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless." Along that path, we have those things. The second thing that we'll find along the path of wisdom is direction for our lives, direction from God, instruction. See, God provides for us the right ways to go, understandings, and how we should operate and do our lives. Now, this isn't so that God wants to have us under his thumb and he wants to just press our buttons and make us do things. It's because God has literal direction for our life, and so long as we follow along that direction, will continue to see good things unfold for us. And, you know, it's not about this idea that, oh, God's trying to make me change who I am because he just wants to just be all stuffy and tell me how he wants to. But like we talked about, we are his handiwork. And in order for us to reach the next level, we have to be okay with God giving us some direction and God giving us some instruction. And we have to see that it's from a relationship standpoint. Proverbs 3:1-2 says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." See, God's trying to approach us with direction and instruction like a loving father. That's the whole idea. This is from the love of a father, not some big, oh, religious thing or some big, the man upstairs or whatever, you know, thing that the world tries to put God in as his description. But God's trying to speak to you and give you direction for your life like someone, like a parent who cares after you. There's a tenderness there. And so it's along this relationship that we got to the third thing that we'll find along the path of wisdom. what we spoke about last week. We talked about perfection. Now, again, if you missed that last week, I'm not going to necessarily re-preach everything what I was talking about, but I really wanted to spend some time setting this up, because if you're hearing perfection, you go, oh, great, now God wants me to be perfect. Well, it can't happen. You're right. Without him, it can't. But because of what Jesus Christ has done for you, your sins have been paid for, you've been restored with him, now God wants to bring you to a level of perfection through following along in his relationship in a spiritual maturity. God wants us to mature in the things of him. God wants us to become more like him. See, as we start off with the spiritual milk, which is what we need, the basics, the simple truths, the things that we have to have in order for us to grow. As we grow, the hope from God is that we won't stay like little children in our spirits, but yet we'll grow to be spiritually mature adults, able to withstand pressures from the outside world, able to not be led astray, able to be able to then take on more responsibility, but at the same time be more responsible with the blessings that we receive. Amen. God wants us to continue to work closer and closer to perfection, to become more mature, because that prepares us for the good things that he has in store for us. And we need to make sure that we understand this, because I set this up, and I just want to make sure everyone's at Proverbs 4 right now. Okay, good. We're going to go someplace else, but you can hold your spot there. Because last week we talked a lot about God getting us to a place of spiritual maturity and a place of spiritual, a place of spiritual independence, where you don't necessarily have to be spoon-fed everything. You're mature enough to be able to chew the meat of the word, get what you need to get from it, and not get offended by its confrontational manner or whatever thing that might come. However, I want to make sure that with that we understand this. Even though we grow more and more spiritually mature, we never totally lose our complete dependence on God. See, it doesn't matter how spiritually mature you get, you can't do it without God. You will always need God. And as a matter of fact, you can't continue to mature, go on without God still being with you and your dependence on him and his grace and his mercy and his salvation and his, that never stops. And I want to kind of give a little bit of a passage of scripture that I want to read to kind of iterate this point to us tonight, that even though God's hope for us is that we would mature spiritually, we never lose our dependency on him, because we always need him. This is in 1 Kings 19, 3 through 8. I know I told you I'll turn to Proverbs 4. You don't have to turn here. I'm just telling you 1 Kings 19, 3 through 8. You can jot it down. I'm just going to read it real quick. And then Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat underneath it, and prayed to God that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head were some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate, drank, and then lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey ahead of you will be too much." So he got up, ate, and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Now, just before this, in chapter 18, Elijah had just got through beating up on some prophets of Baal on the mountain of Carmel. And I mean, he literally called down fire from heaven and soaked up a sacrifice that was drenched in water, and then afterwards got to kill everybody that was his enemy, like all in one thing. He just went from the greatest victory that he could have possibly had, like, yes, now everyone's going to believe in God. And then the government said, we're going to have to take care of you. Elijah just went from experiencing the greatest spiritual battle and victory that he could have possibly experienced, and then was being persecuted unto his death and had to go run and run away because he was being chased. Sometimes in life, come on, sometimes in life, you're going to go from a place of immediate spiritual victory right into, now I feel like I'm running for my life. You're going to go from doing the Lord's work, and Elijah was doing the Lord's work. I mean, he literally had to, okay, it was a little rabbit trail, but like, I mean, could you imagine like saying, hey, sorry, God told me how to kill you. Nothing personal, but this is what I have to do. So, hey, I mean, like, that just would be tough. Like, that just would be, but he just got through doing that and experiencing that. And then the government said, hey, we're now going to kill you because you just destroyed all this evil that we were trying to raise up. Sometimes it just feels like you can't win. And there are going to be times, and trust me, I would think that Elijah is pretty spiritually mature. I would have to say that Elijah has experienced the Lord to a capacity that I have yet to experience him in. But yet Elijah was at a place where he needed to receive something from God. Elijah needed God to comfort him. This is a great thing about our relationship with God. Last week we talked about being spiritually mature. I need you to know that just because you're spiritually mature doesn't mean that you can't go, God, I need you. God, I need you. Right now, I need you. I'm poured out. I've poured everything out. I've done everything like you told me to do. I beat up the bad guys, and now I'm having to hide in the desert. God, I need you. I ain't got nothing left to pour out. You don't have to fake it with God. God knows where you're at because God knows that your success is completely dependent upon him being in your life. And he will always have what you need to get you back and fill you back up so that you can go ahead, like it says at the end of that scripture, another 40 days and 40 nights he traveled. Now getting ready at the end of this passage that I had just read, he gets to experience the presence of the Lord coming to him, meeting him at a place where God was going to meet him and give him direction for the next thing. Folks, we just have to see that our relationship with God, just because you're mature, just because you've been in a relationship with God, just because you've seen some amazing things, just because you've experienced God at the height that you think, doesn't mean that you might not be in a place where you're going to have to cry out, Lord, fill me up again, because I'm tired. And bless the Lord, this is a relationship. And Elijah was deep enough on his path of wisdom, deep enough in his relationship with God to go, God, I need you. I want us to make sure that we understand that. In the days when you're saying, God, kill me. Can't do this no more. He's there for you. When you're saying, I don't have anything left to give, God's there for you. He'll provide for you. He'll show you. He'll teach you. He'll feed you. He'll comfort you. He'll say, hey, lay down and rest. Lay down and rest because trust me, the journey ahead of you will be too much if you don't. We need to remember that tonight as we're talking about God moving us to a place. We need to know that the journey ahead for us is too much without him. But with him, we'll have everything that we need. This is why we need to be along the path of wisdom. This is why we need to be along the path of our relationship with God, going deeper and growing. Because without it, we're not going to have the protection, the provision, the direction, and then the spiritual maturity, the spiritual growth that we're going to need to continue to be successful in the things that God would have for us. Y'all still at chapter 4? Okay. We're going to read Proverbs 4 tonight. And as we do it, I want us to be thinking about the wisdom that's in it. And then we're going to break it down into three parts. I want to bring everything full circle tonight. Tonight, as we're reading Proverbs 4, we're going to start off, after we read it, listing the protections and the provisions that God has for us right there in it. Then from those protections and provisions, we're going to jump into what's the direction that God has for us in Proverbs 4. Because it's only with the provision and the protection and the direction that God has for us that then we'll be able to focus on what's the perfection that God has for our life through these things? Where's the spiritual maturity that God has for us? And so we're just going to kind of bring it all full circle tonight. So let's go ahead. Let's read here. Proverbs 4, verse 1. Listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, gain understanding. Cherish her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I will instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to my instruction and do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they, the evil, cannot rest until they do more of it. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ears to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead and fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Now, I want to start off here and show in this passage where wisdom wants to protect us. Now, the whole idea behind protection is that God has something for us. God has something for us to benefit us, to protect us, and to provide us along our relationship. It's not just mushy-gushy feel-good stuff. God has real protection. God has real provision for us in our relationship with him. And I think if I were to ask, could anybody testify to the Lord protecting you or the Lord providing for you? Every single person in here hopefully would say, yes, I have experienced that. Yes, I can recognize that having God in my life provides something for me that without him I would not be able to experience. So then, what are these protections? What are these provisions? Well, Proverbs 4:2, I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. Bless the Lord. I give you sound learning. Do not forsake my teaching. You want to know one of the best things about being in a relationship with God? Is that he'll teach you something. He'll teach you something. And whenever he teaches you something, don't forsake it. Proverbs 4:4. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Want to live? Provision of the Lord is, if you keep his commands, you're going to live. He's got life and life more abundantly for you in the relationship that he has for you. You want a better life? Get in a relationship with the Lord. Go deeper on your path with him. Proverbs 4:12. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. You're not going to have things around you that are cluttering up your feet, your spiritual walk, whenever you're on the path that God would have for you. See, it's straight, it's narrow, it's been well kept, it's been prepared for you to walk on it. We talked a little bit about this before, but God actually prepared you for righteousness in Christ Jesus. God has set up the path for you to come to him now. There's not going to be anything around you that's going to trip you up if you can stay there. Now you start walking off the path that's been prepared. You know, I think about whenever we used to have camp here, and you know, we'd have to treat the path and get it all set up. And the whole idea was, stay on the path if you don't want to get ticks. Stay on the path if you don't want to get thorns on your feet. Stay on the path if you don't want to step in cow manure. Well, sometimes you couldn't really help that. But the whole idea is that there's been some time and some thought placed in the path that's been prepared for you. You're not going to get tripped up on the path. You're not going to stumble. Proverbs 4:22, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's body. When we speak God's promises over our life, when we speak God's word over our bodies have to come in line because we're speaking by the authority that God has given us. The words that God gives us are health to our body. They're strength to our bones. That is the way that we command things in our body to line up. I speak with the authority that God's given me. The words that God's given me, those are the words that I speak. I don't make up new things and say, by the power of Chapman, foot, you have to stop hurting. No, I take it all in the name of Jesus and I speak and I say, because of the power that Jesus Christ has given me, I speak with authority. You guys get what I'm saying? That's how I speak life into, and then I start thinking about what else can I speak life into. Somebody can go preach a sermon on that. I'm not going to do that. Second part there. So now that we understand that God has provision and protection for us, we move into the direction that God has. God has some directions for us. And again, it's not because he wants to boss us around. It's because he loves us and wants us to stay in a relationship with him. He wants us to stay on the path that he's prepared because God wants our lives to be good. It doesn't mean they're always going to be easy. But our lives can be good even if we go through hardship because of the y'all guys are getting that. I know y'all are getting that. Proverbs 4:1. Through 2 says, listen, my son, to a father's instruction, pay attention and gain understanding. God is commanding you to pay attention. God is commanding you to pay attention. Pay attention to what he's telling you. The reason why God has to say it is because we don't pay attention. God wouldn't have to say it if that wasn't an issue. But we struggle with that. We get caught up with our lives. We don't listen. We don't listen, or we listen, we hear it, and then we forget about it because we get busy. We can't forget what God's trying to teach us. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. The reason why God has to say don't forget and don't turn away is because people forget or they turn away from what he says. The words that he speaks can only bless you if you don't turn away from them and you don't forget them. It's like having $20 in your pocket that you forget that's in there. Is it your $20? Sure is. Does it do you any good? And if you get to the gas station, you're trying to get that drink or get that whatever, and you go, oh, I ain't got no money. And you walk out empty-handed because, oh, I didn't have any money in my pocket. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good if you don't operate with the words that God gives us. That's why he's trying to give us this direction. I'm going to hit one more. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Proverbs 4:19. God's not necessarily telling you something, but he's trying to give you an insight into the way that he thinks about the ways of darkness. God's trying to say that people who are not on the path of wisdom, people who are not in a relationship with God, it's like they're in darkness. They can't even see what they're doing. They're just stumbling around. I hate whenever I wake up at night and I've got to try to find a way through the bedroom because Joan's crying in the other room and I'm trying to like make it through without turning any lights on because I don't want to wake up Hannah. This is an imaginary situation because normally this is Hannah and not me. But it sounds better because I'm up here. But you're having to stumble around in the dark and you're hitting your foot on that and you don't even know what you're getting ready to hit your foot on because you can't even see what's ahead of you because you've got no vision because the path hasn't been prepared because there's no light shining on. That's what wickedness is like. So wisdom is the opposite of that. You're telling me God would want me to know what's in front of me and what's coming my way? Yeah, he sure would. Don't turn away from his words. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. God's given us a list of things that he wants us to do. He's trying to give us direction, but the whole idea behind the direction is because he has something good planned for us. Not because he's trying to point you down and tell you how bad of a job you're doing. We've already gotten past that. We couldn't do it without him. He's just trying to give you some direction, and hopefully like a son, like a daughter, you'll accept it and know that it's from a position of love. And then the last part here, the last thing is perfection. God wants us to move to a place of perfection. But we have to see that whenever God is calling us to a place of perfection, to a place of maturity, it's already with the mindset, it's already with the idea that you understand that God is not trying to make you do things because he doesn't love you or because you're just some broken thing that he's trying to fix. God wants you to move closer to spiritual maturity because he loves you, because he wants what's best for you. And he wants you to go kind of like whenever you're a kid and you're helping your dad with something and, you know, you're 5 or 6 and you're helping. But then when you get to like 18, 19, 20, into your 20s and you're helping your dad with something, you can actually help because you have some knowledge about what he's trying to do. Whenever he's going and he's saying, hey, I got to go fix this thing, you already know, oh, hey, I know what he's going to need for that. Well, here, let me get this together. And now you're still going off of his wisdom and what he wants to do, but here you are now, you're prepared and you're ready. And you're going, here, Dad, here's this. Here, Dad, here's that. That way, whenever you're spiritually mature and God says, I need you to do something, you're already going, here, God, pick me. Here, God, pick me. I'm right here. I'm ready. Here, I'm ready. I know what you need. I know what you need of me. I've already seen ahead because we're on this thing. That's the perfection that God's trying to call you to, where you can play a part in what he's trying to get you in on the family business. So what are the two things? There are two verses in here that I want to pull out that I see that God's trying to move us to in a place of perfection. Proverbs 4, 8, and 10 says this. Cherish her. So it's talking about wisdom. Who is wisdom? Wisdom is Jesus. Cherish Jesus. Cherish wisdom. And she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. Cherish your relationship with Jesus. Honor your relationship with God. Honor your commitments to wisdom, to spiritual maturity. And God will take you to a place where he will honor you. He will honor your commitment to him. And yes, I think automatically, I think when I think of the crown, I think of going to heaven and I think of that crown. But the whole idea of us putting on that crown isn't because, oh, God's going to put a crown on me. God puts a crown on me so I can take it right back off and throw it at his feet. See, God will honor you and put you in a place of an honorable, favorable position so that then you can go, here, this belongs back to you. God wants us to move to those places. God wants to put you in a place of spiritual perfection, maturity in him, because when we're at that place, God can honor you, and then you can turn around and honor him back. And it means something, and it really means something. And then the last one here, Proverbs 4:18, says, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun. I love this. The path of the righteous is like the morning. I feel like I have to shout this. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. The relationship with God of the spiritually mature goes from victory to 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 victory until the ultimate victory. Until we get to experience that full light of the day. Until we get to experience us coming into the kingdom of heaven, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun. And the farther that it goes, the brighter and the brighter and the brighter and the brighter that it gets. I think you guys are getting that. I think you guys are getting that. Our lives can shine as brightly as the morning sun. And the deeper that we go, the more spiritually mature that we get, our lives will shine brighter and brighter and brighter. These are the things that God has for us along the path of wisdom. I want to remind us that we can only get to the place of spiritual perfection, maturity, so long as we first partake of the provision and the protections. We only continue so long as we stay in the direction that he has for us. And we only fully mature spiritually as we've gone deeper and deeper in our relationship with the Lord. I hope you guys have enjoyed this, talking about the path of wisdom. I hope this has been good. I hope this has been eye-opening for you guys. That's all I've got for us tonight. You guys go ahead and stand.
we hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by Christian Ministries Church, then log on to our website at www.cmchurch.net and click on the podcast link.